Welcome to Life Study of the Bible with Witness Lee, a program provided by Living Stream Ministry and featuring the ministry of Watchman Nee and Witness Lee. Witness Lee, a servant of the Lord for over 7 decades on 5 continents, culminated his ministry with a 21-year, book-by-book exposition of the entire Bible, which he called a life study. And we're delighted to bring you short portions of this spoken ministry on today's broadcast. Now, let's join today's life study.
The experience of the putting to death of Jesus results in the renewing of the inner man. This is Matt Miller filling in for Chris Wilde, and we're going to look at the putting to death of Jesus and what it means on today's life study program from 2 Corinthians. Ron Kangas has joined me. Welcome, Ron.
Matt, it's good to be with you.
Ron, this is actually our third and final program on this important topic from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and Witness Lee gave this particular concluding word on the topic to make sure there was no misunderstanding about what the putting to death of Jesus is and what it is not. Can you give our listeners a brief introduction to let them know what to expect from today's program so hopefully they'll stay with us for the entire program today?
2 Corinthians, which is autobiographical in tone, if not in intent, is a revelation both of the New Covenant or New Testament ministry and also of the New Covenant ministers. And the ministry and the ministers are one. The ministry is produced by the revelation from God through the Word, plus the sufferings that work the reality of that revelation into a person. Then there's the real ministry of the Spirit and of righteousness. Then in chapter 4, we see Paul's real situation. He says, we have this ministry. Because we have it, we do not lose heart. Then he describes the kind of consuming pressures, the perplexities, the difficulties, the hardships, the tribulations, the sufferings, on every hand, from above and below, from the right and the left, day and night. And then he opens up in verses 10 through 12 the intrinsic, the essential significance of what's going on. He said that we who live are always being put to death for Jesus' sake. And he said that we bear about in the body the putting to death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus might be manifested. Then in verse 12 he says, death works in us, but life in you. So it's manifestly clear that someone's suffering here. The putting to death of Jesus is a killing, to say the obvious. It's the application of the cross, and that this results in life being ministered into the believers, into the body of Christ. Death works in us. Life works in you. When we read 2 Corinthians 4, or when we hear ministry about sufferings, we could easily conclude, well, I had a bad day today, or I have trouble with my health, or problems at work. Some people don't like me because of this or that. I must be experiencing the putting to death of Jesus. I must be making up what is lacking of the sufferings of Christ. That's an allusion to Colossians 1:24. But there are different kinds of sufferings. And if we mix them up and then define ourselves into a reality that we don't possess, we'll be self-deceived. So we need help, and thank the Lord, there is help to be had on the different kind of sufferings that Christians can pass through. And there is one category of suffering that qualifies to be the experience of the putting to death of Jesus. And if my understanding is right, this is the focal point of this particular broadcast from Brother Lee's ministry, is to help us discern and understand the differences in the various kinds of sufferings so that we will have a clear view and a proper application of Paul's word. For those that want to advance further in the Lord, and those that may be perplexed about their difficult human situations, this word is especially appropriate and exceedingly precious. I hope that some, even as they're listening to this, there will be a kind of echo in their being and a willingness, as you said in your opening word, to stay with us to the end of the segment that we'll cover, to open to the Lord to get some light concerning the different kinds of sufferings and that category of suffering which can rightfully be called the putting to death of Jesus.
Thanks, Ron. That's what we've been covering for the last couple days this week, and I hope today that no one will be unclear at all after we get through the program, and I hope, like you said, that they'll stay with us to the very end. Let's go on to Witness Lee for our 33rd radio program from the Life Study of 2 Corinthians.
I was deeply concerned that you, dear saints, may understand the putting to death of Jesus in a little mistaken way. Okay, you have to realize sufferings of Christians are at least of three categories. Number one, not only we Christians suffer, all human beings suffer. Because due to the fall of man, the entire creation got involved and became old. This term, old, it means it is fallen, it is rotten, it is decaying. Due to the fall of man, the entire universe has become old. In this old universe, with the old man, a lot of calamities. And these calamities include sicknesses. And today you have this kind of germ, you have that kind of sickness. Well, it doesn't mean because you are so bad, you are a bad man, so you got cancer. It doesn't mean you are so bad, so you got this kind of germ and that kind of germ. Maybe you are the best man, you still got cancer. Sickness is a kind of calamity to the fallen universe. Well, the unbelievers, they are human beings. We believers are also human beings. And we live in this old universe. How could we stay away from calamities? You may say, doesn't God protect us? Yes, God protects us. But when certain calamity comes, all people, regardless of believer or unbeliever, suffer. This is the first kind category of suffering. And this kind of suffering is not putting the death of Jesus. Don't apply this to that. If you apply this to that, then all the unbelievers suffering the calamities, my, there was the dead putting to death of Jesus. Putting so many unbelievers to the death of Jesus. This is not the putting death of Jesus.
Well, Ron, this first understanding of the putting to death of Jesus, which is a wrong one, could easily be picked up by Christians who may be going through these kind of physical sufferings. In fact, I must admit that I've personally made this mistake before, and I'd like you to speak a little bit more to this first misunderstanding so that everyone can be crystal clear before we go on to the second understanding.
Talking about making this mistake, I also must admit that in years past, I also was not clear. You know, I don't want to try to sound deeply philosophical about this or any matter, you know, in our program. But in a very real sense, to live on this earth is to suffer. Now, the whole earth is under a curse. It's fallen. It's full of sin and death. And human beings suffer. accidents, catastrophes, plagues, misfortunes, economic deprivation, disappointment, for no other reason than being alive in the old creation. And we have to be fair that not only believers in Christ that are suffering this way, everyone's suffering this way. And if one is a Christian, that doesn't mean that he or she is now exempt from the sufferings that human beings go through in the old creation. The mistake is, and sometimes well-meaning people try to comfort others by saying, that's your cross to bear. Here you have this particular suffering in the old creation. That's your cross to bear. That isn't a cross. That's not the cross of Christ. That is a common suffering in the old creation. By saying this, we're not minimizing or depreciating the anguish, the agony, the shrieking pain people experience as humans in the old creation. We're not depreciating that. We're just doing our best to tell the truth. That is not what Paul's talking about. That is not the application of the cross. That is not the putting to death of Jesus. That is a common human suffering in the old creation. And sometimes Christians who want to be spiritual, then they're ready to spiritualize any phenomenon in their human life. So if they get the flu, then they think, no, this is my cross to bear. I'm experiencing the putting to death of Jesus. Oh, we all need to just acknowledge that not all of our sufferings are of great spiritual significance. Not all of our sufferings are related to God's economy. Whether we're believers or not believers, we suffer alike in the old creation.
Ron, I appreciate you sharing that, and I'm glad Witness Lee was burdened to give this final program to clarify this matter of the sufferings of a Christian and what is experiencing the putting to death of Jesus. Let's go on to him now for our second portion, where he covers the second concept of Christian suffering, which is also a wrong one.
Then the second category of Christian sufferings. Christians suffer a lot because of their sin and mistake. You are so sloppy, you are so loose, you are so foolish in bearing responsibility. Then you got a job. And for that job, you have to go to the office by 8 o'clock. Yet, you always came to the office 8:25. And after a couple of weeks, you got fired. Then you say, oh, Lord, this is the putting to death of Jesus. No, this is not the putting to death of Jesus. This is the putting to death of you, a sloppy person. You do not do your duty. Don't forget, firstly, Paul says, putting to death of Jesus. Then in the following verse, he changes the expression interchangeably. Verse 10 says, putting to death of Jesus. Then verse 11 says, unto death for Jesus' sake. You got fired, not for Jesus' sake. For the sake of your sloppiness, you have to lock your car, you have to lock your home rightly. And you are so sloppy, coming to the meeting, forgetting to lock the door. And the naughty boys enter into your home and damage it a lot. Then after the meeting, you were singing hallelujah, going back home. And look at, everything was broken. Then you see, praise the Lord, this is the putting to death of Jesus. This is not the putting to death of Jesus. Don't ascribe this to Jesus. This is not fair. This is the second category of Christian sufferings, because of your sin, because of your mistake.
Ron, the second suffering of a Christian because of their sin is a little bit easier for people to understand. It's hard to believe that people would actually count this as a suffering of Jesus, but I guess they do, don't they?
They do, especially if we say it's a mistake, they make a mistake. In the eyes of God, it really is sinful, like someone who is improper at work. So if someone loses her job or his job because of this, they can't say, oh, I'm being persecuted for my Christian beliefs, it's for my Christian testimony. That's not the case. You are being disciplined, all right, because you were a bad employee. You brought it on yourself. It's not because of your Christian testimony. It's because of your tardiness. It's because of your lack of productivity. The boss would indiscriminately dismiss anyone who habitually worked that way. Another example is in our driving. If we drive improperly, unsafely, erratically, irrationally, for whatever reason, then we get an accident. We can't turn around and say, well, I'm suffering for the Lord, I'm suffering for the gospel, this is my experience of making up what is lacking of the sufferings of Christ. No, you brought this upon yourself because of your own behavior, your own misdeeds. So we need to be enlightened here so that we will know the consequences of our actions and accept them. This is not a common thought in our society. The tendency is not to take personal responsibility for the issues of our decisions and behaviors. But we simply have to. If we're wrong, if we sin, if we're disobedient, if we're improper, if we're in error, and this has adverse consequences, we simply do not have the right to identify those consequences and those sufferings as the putting to death of Jesus. Let's get real with God concerning this matter.
I think that's pretty clear, Ron. Thanks for sharing that. Let's go on to Witness Lee for our final portion today, and he's going to talk about the proper understanding of what it means in the phrase, the putting to death of Jesus. Here's Witness Lee.
What is the putting to death of Jesus? When you are suffering purely, merely, singly, for Jesus' sake, for the sake of the church, for the sake of the body, this is the putting to death of Jesus. The putting to death to Jesus is not to cause you suffer. It's to consume your outer man. Paul was nothing wrong. Rather, he was absolutely right in everything. Yet, he was afflicted. Yet, he was perplexed. Yet, he was persecuted. Yet, he was cast down. Nothing wrong. Paul was nothing wrong. 1,000%, he was right. But he was what? He was persecuted. He was cast down. He was perplexed. He was afflicted. For what? For Jesus' sake. For the sake of Christ's body. You see? For his new covenant ministry. And these kind of things are the putting to death of Jesus. To do what? To consume the outward man of the apostles. The apostles were not wrong. They didn't have any mistakes, but they still had the outer man. Like the Lord Jesus, when he was in the flesh, he had no mistakes. He was wrong in nothing, but he still had the flesh because he became flesh. He still had the flesh, and that flesh has to be destroyed, and that flesh has to be consumed, has to decay. The putting to death of Jesus is not a kind of punishment. It's not a kind of correction. It's not a kind of discipline. Correction, punishment, discipline, this causes the second category of Christian suffering. The third category of Christian suffering is the putting to death of Jesus. This is not to correct you. This is not to discipline you. This is not to punish you. And this is not natural calamity. This is not the calamity from the universe, naturally. This is a kind of a persecution, a kind of a opposition, a kind of a doing upon you to consume your natural man, to consume your outward man, to consume your flesh. That your inward man may have an occasion, an opportunity to develop, to be renewed. I hope that you can categorize the different sufferings of Christians.
Ron, Witness Lee has really helped us here to see what this proper understanding is. I think it would be helpful to just reiterate it here in our final segment today.
I'll try in two succinct segments. The Lord Jesus was always one with God. He never sinned. He never made any mistake. Yet he suffered. Why did he suffer in his human living? He suffered because he was one with God. He was on this earth for God's interests. This earth is full of rebellion and hatred against God. And this wonderful God-man stood for God. As a result, he suffered. That was the suffering of Jesus. Now Christ lives in us. He especially lived in Paul. Paul was on the earth for the carrying out of God's purpose, to fulfill God's ministry, to build up the body of Christ, to glorify Christ, because he was one with the Lord, because he lived the Lord and ministered his word. Because of these things, and only because of these things, he suffered, just as Jesus suffered. That kind of suffering for God's economy can be rightfully called the putting to death of Jesus. It's helpful to compare Paul's situation with Jesus' situation. Jesus suffered on the earth because he stood for God. The principle is the same with Paul and all the apostles and all the faithful believers today. This kind of suffering is not because you're in the old creation. This kind of suffering is not because of any kind of mistake. This kind of suffering is solely because you love God, you live God, you are one with God, you minister God, you care for the carrying out of the purpose of God, and there's an enemy who uses people to persecute, attack, defame, shame, even kill those who are on the earth for God. Those who suffer in this way are making up what is lacking of the afflictions of Christ for his body, the church. Those who suffer in this way really are experiencing the putting to death of Jesus. This death is working in them, that life may flow out of them more and more, richer and fuller, to benefit and build up the body of Christ.
Ron, thank you very much for being with us. And it's also been good to have you with us. This is Matt Miller. Thank you very much for listening.